Something I want to read to you. Hi, just gonna wait for just a couple more people. And I wrote something I want to read. I think you're really gonna like it, so I want to share it. I like it. You ever have those moments and you're like, wow, I think good. How is everyone? Hi. Did you guys see the video I posted on the hologram? It's pretty wild. So it shows a two boxes, hologram, we'll say meaning beach ball, right? So there's a beach ball here, there's another one here, this is the real one, this is the hologram, right? So they have the two boxes. So they have a real hand hit the hologram, and then the holographic hand moves the real one. Shit's crazy. I still can't figure out how exactly that's working, but if they can show you in a box how they can interact the two worlds between the holographic and the real, meaning that they could create a holographic image of me, right? They could slap the holographic image of me with a real hand, and over here, the real me would feel a hand slapping me, a holographic hand slapping me. How crazy is that? Hi. So one of my gifts is I get downloads of poetry, of writings and stuff like that is one of the things that happen. And it's kind of like I just get told to sit down and write, and I do. So I wrote something today. I really like it. I want to share it with you. So I'm going to read it. I'm going to try to read it without my glasses. So let's see if we can do it. Maybe not. It says, all right, ready? Let's do it. If only you could feel it, that love that's trying to save the earth. Take the H off the end and put it back where it belongs. It spells heart. This has always been a battle of heart, that energy, that battle going on for a very long time, and it's coming to a close, the final chapter, if you will. End of times, these times, where energetic life forces having a human experience. This is a battle of the galaxies that's been going on for a very long time. I'm not sure there's even a human word to describe it, but this is the great awakening. Please, Snow White, don't wait for the prince. It wasn't his kiss, but the return of energy that sparked you from asleep. Just go ask your cousin Alice. She created a world where everything that isn't is and all that is isn't. She chased a rabbit into a hole wondering who was going to be late and why time was in charge. She went for a walk with some mushrooms and a caterpillar asked her, "Who are you?" She didn't know. While Snow White was waiting for her MK Ultra word to wake up, Alice wondered if she was thinking in reverse. Since she couldn't remember who she was, she wondered who she could remember. And it was her two cousins, Hansel and Gretel, she remembered. Then she remembered her other cousin, Goldilocks, told them the story of the witch who ate them. This witch and her friends, they wore red shoes and they loved eating children. Something in their blood gave them vitality, Goldie told her. So Alice, not knowing what was and what wasn't, she decided to go for a walk with the mushrooms again to see if the caterpillar knew who she was. Funny thing though, she never found the caterpillar, but the most beautiful butterfly landed on a mushroom next to her. Remember, Alice drank the government's poison, so it altered her DNA, so she's small now. So this butterfly landed on a mushroom and started to talk to Alice, asked her why she was walking around looking so sad and confused. Alice explained to the butterfly as it admired its colors, so many colors working together to create a spectacular vision, that though she knew the world, she knew because someone else told her about it and her part to play in it. From the time she was young, her life seemed to be planned, Alice told Mr. Butterfly, that as far back as she can remember, she was told when she grows up, this is how things would be, that she'd have to endure the first quarter of her life being told how to view the world. And if her views didn't align, she would be deemed a troublemaker, the difficult one. So she should go along with the plan. Then she was told that when she grew up and had a family of her own, now this is how things would be, and that she herself would indeed repeat this cycle with her children. And the butterfly looked at Alice and told it in a butterfly stance that all of this was hogwash, lies and spells cast in hell, that no one could tell a butterfly how to fly, so why is anybody telling you how to live? Alice thought about it for a moment or two, and then she heard the butterfly say, "Who are you?" Alice heard that before, but from the caterpillar, but now the butterfly too? Alice said, "Mr. Butterfly, do you know the caterpillar?" To which the butterfly responded and said, "Yes, I am he and he is me." Alice crinkled her nose in confusion and asked, "What on earth do you mean?" Mr. Butterfly responded and said, "See, Alice, that's your first mistake. You are not on earth. You are in heart, and perhaps that's why you're so confused. Someone has rearranged the love and you can't feel it. They tricked you into thinking you are in earth when you were in the heart of the galaxy. Change your view and everything else will change too." Mr. Butterfly said to Alice, "I am the butterfly. I am the caterpillar, but now I fly. Would you like me to teach you how to fly too, to set yourself free?" With so much delight, Alice said, oh yes, please do." "Okay," said the butterfly, "I will teach you to fly. These three words will set you free. First, love yourself." The butterfly explained to Alice that even though we are in the land of reverse, we can still see the truth if we let go of the lies of who and what we should be. Alice took a deep, long breath and remembered what her cousin Dorothy did. She tapped her heels three times and said, "I want to go home," and then she did. But she didn't need the ruby slippers of Oz. She needed to do was have the intentions. We live in one long running story after story, and they all tie together. We are magical beings witnessing the final chapter in the battle of heaven and hell. Find your home, your heart, and protect it like the green gem of Jumanji. Jumanji shows us there's always a way out, but we have to come together to get there. Let go of what you've been told. The truth is a lie and fairy tales are true. We are in Alice's world having a collective dream. The Matrix and They Live were documentaries. I know who I am. The question is, who would you be if you weren't told to be you? Much love, KB Visions. So hope you liked it. Hope it was good stuff. Now I can't read any of this. Thanks. You got goosebumps. Thank you. I tried to tie together all the little fairy tales so that we could see that we're living in one big collective mess. But if we start protecting our heart and realize where we are and who we are, we're going to get out. We're going to get out of this fucking mess for sure. So, much love to all of you. I tried to do it as an IGTV. It wouldn't do it. I tried all sorts of ways, so the only way that I could do this was to go live. Because we know censorship is real, and the Insta-Nazis don't like anything. So, thank you so much. Thanks. 144, that's who we are. We are the force that's opening these doors to help change this realm. I kind of just wanted to get this out there and share that. I wanted to stay like in this little thing here, but I am going to come back later and do a live. I want to talk about the, if you haven't seen it, the holographic image, the video I just posted, and it's really interesting. So for example, I'm going to use my glasses as an example, right? So if in this part of the glass, I have a real little tennis ball. On this side of the glass is a holographic tennis ball, okay? So on the side where the holograph is, a real hand comes and hits the tennis ball and the tennis ball falls. So on this side, the holographic hand, because it's a mirror image, hits the real ball and the ball falls, okay? So it's showing that the holographic realm and our realm are extremely connected, because if you can push a holographic image. So if I'm pushing this, right, and it's a holographic image, and push it with the real hand, it's a holographic image, and the real one gets pushed by a holographic hand, what really is going on? Like, what really is taking place? So I think that'll be a fun live. I'm going to pull up like a couple of like little videos to show you some of the stuff with the holographs that they're using, the holograms that they're using, because I'm not talking so much about Bluebeam, but more about us, about where we actually are and what's really going on. So thanks for listening to my poem. I'm glad you guys liked it. I had a lot of fun writing it. It was, I don't know how to explain it. It's like it just comes, and then it's kind of cool. I get full downloads of poetry. It's good stuff. So just remember that we are in the heart of the galaxy. This is who we are, and this is why we're magical, and this is why the battle's taking place, and it has for so long. Like, just be fucking magnificent. Just be magnificent. And then we're going to change this. If we each one of us do that, then it has no option. It has to respond. That's what I'm talking about, like that holographic. If we have something that causes a momentum over here, even if it is in the holographic to real realm, then the real holographic realm has to respond. It has to. It's showing you. It's showing you even in the examples of what's taking place in the physical that we can see that this is still taking place in another level, in another place. It's good stuff. What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. We're all connected through everything. We are each other. It all says, does it all go down in paper in one sitting? It all comes out in one time. When I write and I get them, it's one, however long, usually just keeps flowing. It usually comes in faster than I can either write it or type it out. It's pretty interesting. It's like, so today I was doing some stuff, and then all of a sudden, it's kind of like, sit down. And then I just started typing, and it all came out. It's like little messages. Little ways to that the universe, I guess you could say the universe sometimes speaks through me. I guess it would be the best thing. I mean, we are the universe, but another higher version of myself, maybe. It is the time to be alive. It's an amazing time to be alive. Like, look at everything that's going on. I don't want to talk about all that negative stuff right now because this is a good post. But I do want to be able to show the comparison between the holographic universe and ours. Because if we can make the connection between the holographic universe and ours and realize how much of an impact that we can have in each direction, imagine how much we can change shit. Like, for real, imagine how much we can change it. Aw, thanks. You became a clear channel of source. Source definitely works through me. A long time ago when I was a kid, I would always say, if you need to work through me for the betterment of everybody, you have my permission. And here we are. I guess be careful what you wish for. I mean, I'm fine with it, but it's just true that be careful what you say, because it does manifest at one time or another. The fact that we're finding out how magical and how amazing we really are, like, that's got to put sparks in everybody. You know, the world's fucked up. Yeah, we're in hell. It is going to be fucked up until heaven comes. But, like, there's some pretty spectacular stuff taking place. Thanks. You're making me wake up. The greatest gift I feel that we can give each other is the gift of awareness. Right? Because if you're awake, you can go back to sleep. But if you're aware, you can never become unaware. Like, you're always going to be aware. Aware of what's going on, aware of who you are, the energy. I literally witnessed, oh, this is so cool. So has anyone seen, I know some people have. So I read the book, The Celestine Prophecy, and then in 2012, I was on my way to Brazil. I read it to Brazil, on my way to Brazil, interesting enough, right? So when I read that book, I could see it. Like, you know when you read and you can see everything, but I'm not talking like that. I'm talking like when I read that book, like I could see it. Like I could see what I was reading. Well, fast forward to like last year, and they came out with the
movie, the documentary, The Celestine Prophecy. I watched that. I swear to you, it was the only time I ever seen anything that was virtually identical to how I read it and envisioned it, and then the translation onto the screen. I was like, that's exactly how I saw it. And in that, it talks about energy transfer, and that how when you get to a different stage, you can actually see the energy transfer between plants and us and communication. And I saw it yesterday. Like, I literally saw it yesterday. It was like, people are going a little cuckoo in my neighborhood. 5G, whoop, like they're going cuckoo, fights are happening and all sorts of stuff. So afterwards, one of my friends who owns a business, there was some idiot who thinks he was like some big fucking mobster, blah, 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 running his mouth, telling my friend some shit. But I could see his energy. I could see the dominant, like I could physically see what I had seen in the Celestine Prophecy about how certain energies are very dominating and they try to control and surround. And it was so interesting because I could see it yesterday. Like, I just looked. So I went and pulled my friend out of the situation, but I was like, shit, like this stuff, think if you really want it and you put your intentions out, it's going to get a lot stronger. Like, if we really start living pure to who we are, our gifts are going to get stronger. They have to. All these shit's changing. The veils are thinning, right? There's magical stuff happening. Evil's being revealed. Like, evil isn't hiding so much in the shadows anymore. It can't hide the way it used to be able to hide. It's kind of in the present. So, some good stuff. I'll do another one and talk about the child stuff. I don't want to put it in this one because I have some really some thoughts on that, especially with the things here in Boston. So all we have to do is just really believe in us, and we could change fucking everything. It's really kind of that easy, I guess. You know, I used to say all the time that life isn't complicated, people are. Right? That it's not, life is not a complicated thing. It's the people, it's us that are complicated. We make things so fucked up when they're really kind of simple. If we just go back to that, the ideology that we're connected to everything and everything is pretty simple, our lives would improve, I would think, I would assume. Thank you. When I was a kid, I used to see what I would call skips in the record of life. Fast forward to my adult life and turns out they were glitches in the matrix. I believe you could see them too. I believe that as children too, that we have all these amazing gifts because we're so open, right? But then, you know, the parents, the ones who are repeating that cycle over and over again, are like, no, you know, that's not how it is. And then they put their program into us. And then they keep going with that repetition of things. So I think the energy is getting stronger for those of us who really want to see it, or who are getting in tune with ourselves, with our higher selves. Yeah, the more we let down our walls, the more we're becoming. I completely agree. I totally agree. There's some really cool stuff happening. I also feel like, you know what, we're going to go through a little bit of a roller coaster, some emotional stuff too, especially people who have more feelings, more empaths. We're feeling more of what's going on and what's happening, right? These elements taking place that are fucking with our emotions, right? Like, really screwing with us. It's the intention of it, is to harness it, is to change it. So as long as we're in control and we keep that H in front of it, right, we're good. Like, they've been telling us all along. I have this conversation with Hocus, right? I really believe that they've been telling us, let's say it this way. Say we're in a video game, right? We're inside this video game, and there's clues to get to the next level. And if you pay attention to the clues, like in Jumanji, right, you can get to the next level, and eventually we're going to get the fuck out. But you have to pay attention to the clues. You have to kind of see, like, this is like one big puzzle, right? One big game that the cheaters have been in control of for a while, right? So the cheaters have been taking care of the game, but now we found out how much they're cheating, so they can't really cheat anymore, which means that we're taking back our power, which means in the end we'll win. So it's good stuff. It's good stuff going on. Let me see what we got, and then let's see. Ooh, lots of stuff. It's blood affiliate. Well, they use black magic against us, so we can use white magic, white blood magic against them. It's the intention put behind it. That's the power. That's what the secret is, right? The secret, the red, It's the secret is the blood that you put in it, the intentions, the spiritual currency. Don't suppress it. I think that we're so taught, like, don't feel that way. That's not how it should be. People will look at, you know what, just do whatever you want to do. The clip of the holographic hand is mind blowing. How does a real hand move a holographic object and a holographic hand move a real object? Like, what kind of shit's taking place that's really happening? And like I said, if that's the thing and we really are in the Matrix and this is a holographic universe, if we discover the keys, we can control the game. If we realize how much of our impact that where our momentum has on everything else, we will be in control. It's good stuff. Hi, everyone. Hi. I am going to go be a nerd, watch some of my my nerdy stuff on my holograms and listen to some stuff. I posted the other day about Aurora. She was on a live with someone. Well, I watched it. I thought it was going to be an hour. It was 4 hours. I felt like I took a crash course in the universe. It was pretty amazing, though, because she talked about this dance that our DNA does, and she said it's not stiff in the sense that you would, it's not this rigid structure. It's actually a structure that kind of dances and opens and moves. And when it does that, it's allowing in different information and stuff. And that's how, if we change our toroidal field, that's how we change shit too. What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. It's good stuff. So I think we need to reclaim. And the other, and then I was watching, I forget his name. I have to tell you, I don't know who you guys follow or what you follow and stuff like that, but I know that I have been aligned with the people like my guides, my teachers. I know that they're in play, or a lot of them are, and others are coming into play, and I've been talking with some of them lately, and it's just so amazing the information that they're putting out, like about like how many people are talking about the crafts in the sky now, right? About these ships. And I just posted a story in my, a video in my story in IG. And I think her name is like Laurie Ladd, something like that. Anyways, she explains the cloak ships in the sky. And I was like, whoop, nerd nipples, right? They got hard. But here's the thing. So she talks about them and she says that they're in other dimensions. That's why we can't see them. It's like they're all around us, but we can't see them that way because we can see like the shadow of them because they're vibrating in a different dimension. Go watch it. It's really good. It was really good. But there's so many of these cloak ships that are showing up now. Some of the people I follow are like, it's for real, like the Galactic Federation is here. Like, they're here. The war is taking place. Endgame. There's so much we don't know. There is so much we just don't know. It's fascinating, isn't it? It's kind of fascinating. Laurie Ladd, yes. Amazing. Amazing. Aurora. Aurora is amazing. She's Flying Rainbow Lasagna on here. She doesn't post much on here. On Facebook, she posts a lot. She's on Patreon and she's on YouTube, but I don't think she's on YouTube that much anymore. However, she is a galactic walk-in. Her story is really interesting. So the body that she is in now, this is what she talks about in her live too. And I've been hearing more and more about these galactic walk-ins too. In fact, spoiler alert, but Michael Kavanaugh, who just passed away, who I absolutely loved and adored, well, he was, amongst other things, he was a 33rd Scottish Rite Mason and CIA, Illuminati, blah, blah, blah. But he talked about that he's a walk-in too. He actually walked into Michael's body when Michael was a kid, when the abuse started happening. But Aurora talked about that she's a galactic walk-in. I've had her on my radio show 4 or 5 times maybe. I'm Event Horizon on the Wake Up Radio. We're on every major platform. You can go to any of them with Aurora. And she's basically from the cosmos, Aurora. That's why she's named what she is. So the body that she's in, like the other beings, other life forces, I guess we could call them, in the universe, can see what's happening here on heart, in heart. And it's gone too far. It's for the whole universe. What's been happening here has gone too far. So the body that she's in, the person had been sick and basically was gone, had died. so she could come into the body. But because she's basically a star, she had to learn how to walk, how to read, how to do everything here. And she had to have conversations with the family and tell the family that she wasn't their daughter, that their daughter was gone now. And it was the daughter was gone because they erased her soul. And that's what they're doing. So they're erasing souls here. We're supposed to be able to go on and just be, right? And what they're doing is they're actually capturing some of the souls and just erasing the whole soul energy, so the person is completely wiped out from existence for all time. And this is why some of these galactic beings are here, is because they're seeing how demonic what's taking place is. So she came into the body and she's been here and she's been educating and teaching, and she's just amazing. So it's Flying Rainbow Lasagna, Aurora, and then she has classes too, like that she offers and teaches you how to change your toroidal field and everything. It's really cool stuff, really interesting stuff. I mean, you have to have an open mind for that. You can find Aurora on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Patreon. She's on IG as Flying Rainbow Lasagna, but she doesn't really post anything on here. Not like she posts on Facebook. Facebook, she posts a lot of stuff. And she's an amazing artist and a musician too. All self-taught. Although the body she went into, the girl was an artist. And this is the other thing too that she had talked about in one of her lives. She had said that what they're doing now is erasing our memories. Is that they're literally going in and erasing some of our memories. So if you try to think back to like certain things in your childhood, some people can't literally have a hard time remembering a certain time or something. It's because that's what they're doing. I'm assuming it would have something to do with eventually erasing a whole soul essence of changing the person to take over. Wild times. Wild times. All right, so let's see. It's all interdimensional. It is. It's pretty fascinating. I'm your teacher now. We're all teachers, right, Bobby? It's good stuff. It would make sense of the negative entities. I wish we could erase the negative ones. They're the ones who try to sneak in. They try to change our energy and sneak in. I've seen them sneak in. That's the thing. I really think that they already have taken over some people. And the people with the masks, not to get into the whole thing, but the people with the masks who are being so fucking insane, they have a mind virus, like a real mind virus. I don't know if they'll recover from it. My instinct tells me that they will not, that there's going to be a huge divide in us, which, you know, which is just what's going to have to happen. Because heaven on earth's coming. Only source has the ability to create and wipe out souls. That's not true. That's not even true. This is what this whole battle is about. It's about our soul essences. It's about them stealing them and them wiping them out. That's not. Let's see. I would tell the demons to go away. I would tell them they can't have your energy and to fuck off. I wouldn't let them just watch. I would tell them to go, to leave. They're not welcome. I think there's certain mantras and chants too that you can say to make them go. There's a lot of demon-possessed people and they don't even know it. I have said it before and I'll say it again. I have some friends that are just not here anymore. Like they're here, but not in the sense of how I met them. Not at all. So, yeah, there's a lot of people who are energetically absent. I think their souls have already, like, been captured. Like, think of it like the feed or Get Out, right? Where you're stuck in your own head. Literally stuck inside there and someone else is in control. That's it. That's what they're showing us. They're showing us what they're doing. It's not like, you know, we just don't... If we don't reject it and say no, then it continues to happen. Let's see, I do and I don't, but it's like every time I level up, it's harder level of demon fighting. It's just, don't let it be. Make yourself stronger than them. Be magical. They're not stronger than you. They're only making you think that they are. They're not stronger than you. If the AI was smarter than us, if these demons were stronger than us, they wouldn't have to use manipulation and lies and control and mind fucks to get us to do what they wanted to do. They would be able to do it. But because they're not stronger than us, they got to do all this bullshit to try to capture us. It's all a fucking game. We know how to play the game. We win, right? It's like having cheat cards. It's like already knowing the rules. Sweet. So I appreciate everyone. Let's do a little personal research, everyone, on, wow, that looks so long, on the holograms and stuff, because I would really like to have conversations. I would like to see what other people are thinking about this interaction between the holographic realm and the real realm and how it's working in the quantum physics field, which is fucking mind-blowing all by itself. Like that shit's just... It's really wild. Hi, mommy. I see you, Jim. So what else we got? Good times, telling you. What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. Tell the demons to fuck off. Being your own thing. Although, I will tell you, here's the other thing with my cabinet before I go that I found to be super interesting, and I haven't been able to get the thought out of my head yet. So, in it, right? Let me disconnect that. So, in it, he talks about, in the beginning, he said that in the beginning that light was created from dark, right? So the darkness was there first, and the light was created from the darkness. So the light was a mimic of the darkness. However, at some point, the light got distorted, which makes me think of a thing that I had listened to from William Shatner one time, and he had talked about the dark, and he's like, there has to be a whole world, a whole energy field, a whole life force in the dark. It can't just be dark. So when he was saying that, and I was wondering, so if the light is a reflection of the dark, wouldn't I mean the light's the illusion, right? The light itself is the illusion. It's the everything slowed down to be able to see it, but it's not what's real. It's what's in the other that would be real. Wow, something just exploded. Well, I would think that meth would allow beings into him. They're... I can only connect it to Adderall, and Adderall is basically synthetic. It's a pharmaceutical meth, right? But in Adderall, at one time the doctor prescribed it for me, and here's what Adderall, what I noticed, what it did, is it cut me off. It cut off that connection. It just didn't exist. It cut off my creativity. It changed a lot. It was a really weird thing. So I would assume that meth would have a much stronger impact in severing any emotional ties, I guess you could say, and that in doing that, they would allow other entities in, and they probably do. I can't say for sure, but I would think that they probably do drive him crazy. I mean, ultimately, that's what you would do, is drive someone crazy to get them out of their body, right? To get them retreat. Same as pain, they would do that too. Yo, what's good? All is good. All is good. Ah, I love it. I'm watching the clouds on a whole different level. It's fascinating. Listen, when we start really seeing what the fuck is going on, this shit's mind-blowing. It's so fascinating. Like, it's really kind of fascinating to realize where we really live and what's really happening. Like, we should be able to, when we're thirsty, like envision, right, this glass of water and us having it and drinking it. Like in the movies, where it forms out of nanotechnology. Like, we should be able to be doing stuff like that. I'm sure we will soon enough in the new world. It's a new world. What else we got? I don't think growth comes without costs, and I don't think it comes without having to shed or face ourselves. Finding our way out, I can't imagine, I know for me it's not, I can't imagine for anyone else it's this easy path to get out of here. I mean, the system would be designed Russian doll after Russian doll after Russian doll to keep us in, right? Yeah, I'm gonna, that Wayfair shit, I'm gonna talk about that in a different one.
I have some stuff. They also, because they're finding the stuff now here in Boston, I did some research on some tunnels, so I have some information on that. Maybe later with the on the tunnels and the lives. Do I have it here? I don't think I do. Let me see. Rachel Chandler worked at Wayfair in Boston. It was in her LinkedIn, evidently. Sure, just coincidences, right? Yeah, it's not letting me do this right now. No, I'll come back on later on and do it. I'm kind of hungry. And see, let's see. And the thing is, I would literally love to have one of my shakes, but I'm out of them right now. I consumed them all. But I'll, got stuck in researching the tunnels. The tunnels are interesting. So I find when I research, if you look in different ways, do you know what I mean? Like, so if you're looking for certain things, that you look in a different way for it. You don't always look like straight ahead into it. You know, like I was just looking, like you can look for an old rail system under a city, or you know what I mean? And then that kind of opens doors to other things too. But I know Boston has a ton of underground tunnels and pathways. And what I found today, and some of the stuff is just under where I live, is a shitload of them in itself. I mean, this whole city is under us that we don't know about. The mole people know about. He becomes an open portal. These low vibrations are real. They're so real. I'm telling you, I know for a fact one tried to take me. I know it did years ago. It didn't fucking win. But I will tell you that anyone who isn't a stronger being, who doesn't have tenacity, isn't going to fare so well. They're not going to know. They're just not. And that's scary. That's why, you know, I guess that's probably why, you know, that saying, like, know thyself is so important. It's because if you don't know yourself, how the fuck are you going to save yourself? You're not even going to know where to look for yourself. Crazy path we're on. Recently there were... Yeah, so Laurie Ladd, she did a good thing on that. I was so happy to see that. And I sent that video to one of my other teachers who talks all the time about Sleepwalkers, was great, who talks about all the time about the crafts in the sky. So I had sent him that, and he was super stoked to hear what she had to say. A lot of good stuff coming together. Sleepwalkers was great. That kind of blew my mind. Because then I wonder how many times that happened to us. Like, how we wouldn't even know. You know, you have that dream, and you're like, did I really do that? Psh, imagine if we really are. They just come and take our little flesh suits out for a ride. Oh, what a time, what a time. All right, I'm going to go do my thing. What time is it? Almost 8:30, 8:15. None of my clocks are right in my house, by the way. All my clocks are all different times. One of them is an hour fast. Another one's an hour and 15 minutes fast. My truck is like a half hour fast. I don't... This thing called time. It's so stupid. All right. Much love to everyone. I'll come back on later. We'll do the holographic. We'll talk about all the other shit that's going on. And change this realm. Much love.
Heavenly flawed individual.
Cindy Ashby Productions.
On the wake up.